On Friday, several hundred officials from across the North Country gathered in Lake Placid to hear Governor Andrew Cuomo discuss highlights of the recently passed state budget. The fiscal plan includes $2.5 billion for the statewide Clean Water Infrastructure Act and $13.2 million in aid to municipalities. The spending plan keeps the Environmental Protection Fund at $300 million. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos calls it the best environmental budget the state has passed in three decades.
We saw enormous cutbacks in the late 2000s to DEC's budget, parks budget. You know, we were talking at one point, obviously, about parks being closed and shuttered. This year, with not only a $300 million EPF, but really the centerpiece of this budget being this $2.5 billion for clean water, will truly be transformational statewide. It's going to give us the resources we need to protect health, to protect drinking water. It's going to give us the resources to set land aside in conjunction with towns and nonprofits. For us, it gives us everything we were asking for and much more. So I think in stark contrast to what you see happening in Washington, we're going the other direction, in fact. We're embracing the environment. We're embracing environmental protection. The governor recognizes that the key to a strong economy is protecting and safeguarding your natural assets. That's really what's sustainable over time.
Well, the EPF is not just the natural assets, but as you mentioned, the towns, villages, communities, and their water, sewer infrastructure. Over the past few years and with this budget, how much has the state helped those communities with that aspect?
Well, an enormous amount. The EPF, just when we came in, was $134 million. Now it's $300 million. All of that is getting out to communities. And, you know, in every community, we spend a dollar of EPF. That's $7 in total project cost. So it's clean water, it's drinking water, it's land preservation, it's fighting invasive species. It's making an enormous difference. I mean, that is, if you look at the total leveraging just on the EPF side, we're talking well over $1 billion over time. The clean water money we put in the budget over the last 2 years has already leveraged well over $1 billion in project costs. And now with this new $2.5 billion, we're looking at probably a leveraging over $10 billion. That will really chip into this backlog that we've all been talking about of, you know, $50 billion of need. Now New York State is finally addressing it.
How important are New York State's policies and the budget that we now have in relation to the federal policies and what's happening at the federal EPA?
Oh, I think it is vitally important. The actions we're taking right now, we are going to hold the line against any potential cuts at the federal level. It's not to say we don't need a federal partner. We have always needed a strong federal partner to carry out environmental protection in New York. We've had that since the birthplace of the environmental movement, when those laws were first passed, and the billions of dollars that the state has gotten over that time. Now we're talking about draconian cuts that make no sense. Clean air and water are bipartisan issues. They're, in fact, nonpartisan issues. We should be alarmed about what's being proposed out of Washington. New York State has decided to stand up against that by making our own investments, by protecting our own assets. But we do need a federal partner to carry that out.
Well, how much in New York State is at risk from the cuts at the EPA?
We get an enormous amount of money from the EPA, direct grants to administer federal programs, $188 million. Any cutback of that means real questions at the DEC as to our ability to carry out their programs. So we're going to fight back hard against that.
Is there any option that you foresee in the future to mitigate anything that the federal government may cut?
My first option, my first tool is obviously to push back against the cuts. And I think we've got a strong chance to do that. I think you've got a delegation that understands it's mind-numbing and senseless to cut back environmental spending at a time when we've made such advancements. So that's my first tool. Second tool is obviously, what can the DEC do? What gaps can we do at the state level to fill any voids left by the federal government? We recognize that the state has to make protections for its people. And DEC is not going to sleep until we succeed in that mission.
Well, obviously, I know there are some lawsuits pending by multiple states, including New York, which is leading some of them, regarding the Clean Air Act and some of the provisions there. How closely are you working with the Attorney General's office on some of those actions?
Oh, very closely. And we're working lockstep.
How much do you think those lawsuits will make a difference considering the federal administration?
Well, we have to use all tools available to us, and certainly litigation is a powerful tool. It's obviously the tool of last resort, but when we have no option but to challenge a federal decision, we will use it.
The new state fiscal plan includes $41 million for solid waste programs, $86 million for parks and recreation, and $900 million to upgrade and repair state parks. The state budget also includes $19 million for climate change adaptation programs. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.